Come and hear, all you who fear God. Let me tell you what he has done for me. I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue.
Thank you, Lucas. That was Psalm 66, 16 and 17. We're going to welcome Jim up here to sing some songs with us and the visiting youth group. next testimony.
Hello, my name is Reed. I was born in a Christian home, and I lived in Bloomingdale all my life. I accepted Christ at a very young age of 7, so I don't really remember very much before I accepted Christ. I knew very little about God, only the basics. The complex ideas of God, I didn't really understand at that very young age. I only understood if you believe in God, you go to heaven, but I didn't believe, or I didn't know really the more in-depth of idea of the Spirit and how there's three parts of God. That didn't really make much sense to me at a very young age. I started going to CF right away in middle school, and since then I've always gone every single year to CF camp, which is near here to Mackinac, and then that's always been really great. But through middle school, CF, I started getting a better understanding of who God really was and what it really meant to be a Christian. But with middle school, however, I struggled with a lot of anxiety, and that really was a big problem because I let it take hold of me a lot more than I should have. And just started worrying about grades and just worrying about my academics way too much. Just being like, oh, I got to get all A's every single year, which is not really realistic if you think it's going to always happen. But I just struggled with sleeping at night. That really became a problem for like over a year, which was a trouble. But I wasn't focusing on God, which is probably the reason why I couldn't fall asleep. I was not really praying very much, and I lost interest in like just praying regularly. But then when I got back on track of praying regularly, all of my sleeping problems or just anxiety just left me entirely. And that was really, really great. High school CF was really great and awesome. I liked high school CF camp more than anything, really. It was just awesome every single year with a lot of great friends. Praying was really good, and I just grew really strong throughout CF. However, later on, through freshman year of high school, I started to become there was a problem that became pretty popular around a lot of my guy friends and myself, just dealing with lust and just struggling with an addiction of just, just thinking about girls wrongly, and that was just a thing that just didn't leave for a very, very long time. But I think the big problem was I wasn't talking to God about any of it, and that was really just a bad idea. And I didn't share with anyone about my problems, and that wasn't good either. But as time went on, I realized I should talk to God more about my lust issues and have an accountability partner, which really changed my life. My dad and I started talking more about it, and it really, really helped. And when I got an accountability partner that was more closer to my age too, that really, really helped, just to talk to each other about how we're doing. And when I started reading my Bible more and focusing on God, not only about thinking about what I wanted, but for what God wanted me to do, that really caused me to grow in my spirit. And eventually it all went away. My struggle with lust just got so much better. And but before, when I didn't tell anyone about it, it became like I was so guilty of it, and it felt so bad. but I think I just let it grow in me way too long and became disconnected with God. Church became kind of boring, and reading the Bible was more like a chore and instead of a privilege to do. And when I realized that God was the only way to getting away from sin, I really just, my whole life changed, and I became really close to God, and I rededicated within sophomore year, I think, of high school. And later on, I just became way more stronger through realizing that even though I had those addictions and struggles, they made me realize that God is the real important, or the most important person I should focus on. And the only thing that mattered was my just relationship with God. That's my testimony.
Hi, guys. My name's Abby. So I was raised in a Christian home. But it didn't really feel like my parents were really involved in the church, because we went every once in a while, and then I feel like we were consistent for, I don't know, a lot of details are hard to remember from when I was younger. But we weren't very active in the church, and then I remember I always, like, hated church growing up. I would dread it throughout the week, and I would think about it all the time and how much I didn't want to go to church. And I remember more than a couple times I definitely faked sick so I didn't have to go to church. But then I went to a private Christian school up until 7th grade, so that didn't help the boredom, because throughout my entire childhood, it felt like the idea of Christianity was just being shoved into my brain, and there wasn't any room for me to process it. So I think that's where that came from. We're going to skip to when I was like 7 or 8 years old. I remember sitting in the car. We were at a store somewhere buying groceries, but I was sitting in the car waiting for my dad to come back. And I was just looking out the window and thinking, and this random thought popped in my head, and I was like, my parents aren't getting along as well as they should be, and I realized that my parents were going to get divorced. And I really do think that was a God thing, because later in the year, when I was 9, my dad came into my room sobbing and told me that they were going to get a divorce. I found out that my mom was seeing another man for quite some time while she was still in a relationship with my dad. And she had also been a long-term alcoholic, drug addict, and she had many mental disorders as well. So that was definitely hard to deal with. So I do think that was a God thing, that I had figured that out before they had told me, because I was the one who had to comfort my dad, because my siblings had all moved out and nobody was there for him. So I was that person for him. The divorce process took a lot longer than usual, because there was a big fight for custody of me and whether or not my mom should have custody of me. It went on for about 2-3 years until the case was finally settled. It started out with supervised visitations with my mom to decide if she could have time with me. And then every once in a while she would do something where the court would say it was too dangerous for me to have time with her. And that happened about 3 or 4 times back and forth, where I had time with her and then it got taken away. So I had a very abrupt and, it was a very jumbled up childhood with that going on. So in the middle of the whole fight for custody of me, COVID started. So that was another thing that was really tough, because we got sent to online school. And then I would get all my school done and I would lay in bed for the rest of the day on my phone, doing nothing. And I started focusing a lot on different political views and stuff like that. And I would start, like, trying to figure out what I believed and what and stuff. And I started going down the wrong path with that. So I remember sitting, this was around sixth grade, I think. I was sitting in, like, a chapel service at school. We had them, like, every Tuesday and Thursdays. And it was just, like, another one. I was really bored sitting in the pew, just, like, flipping through a Bible, trying to find something to focus on that wasn't the pastor. And I found a verse that really stuck out to me. It was, I'm not going to read it, but I have, like, something it talks about. It was, like, Ephesians 4, 20 through 20-something. It talks about, like, giving yourself to Christ and putting on your new form after you have accepted Christ and just really giving your life to him. And that really stuck out to me because I don't remember accepting Christ when I was younger. My dad tells me that I was around 8 when I accepted Christ, but I have no memory of that, so I'm not sure if I ever really did. So that night I was laying in bed trying to fall asleep, and I remember just, like, praying to God and rededicating my life to him there on that night. I don't remember the exact day. So after that, I didn't really read my Bible or really, like, pray as much as I should have because I was in sixth grade and I was still really bored with church, but it felt better to know that he was there with me. So we couldn't afford the private school anymore after seventh grade, so I finally switched to public school in eighth grade. And that was a big change for little me. It was not very fun because going from having 16 kids in a class to 130 was not very good because I didn't have any friends, I didn't know anyone. Going into eighth grade, I knew that my dad had met this woman, and I knew that they were going to get married, and she, at the time, lived... I forgot a very important part. I used to live in Illinois, not Michigan. So she lived in Illinois, but she had plans to move up to Michigan to be right next to her parents in a lake house. So I knew that I was going to have to move up there after eighth grade. So I went into eighth grade not really looking for friends, not looking for anyone to hang out with, because I knew that after that year, I would have to leave them all anyways. So it was kind of a lonely year for me. Then after that, I finally moved up to Michigan May of 2022, and my next-door neighbor happened to be Josie Bull. And she's the one who originally invited me to CF, and it took her 12 times to invite me before I finally said yes, because I was, like, still so bored with church. So I didn't want to add another churchy thing to it. So, So after I finally went, one time and I was like, oh, this is great. And then I didn't go back for the rest of the summer. So the week before my freshman year started, I decided to go back to CF because I wanted to find some friends before the school year. And I met some of my best friends, which I didn't really talk to them much during CF, but I finally got to know them. It was kind of just like an average high school experience so far. I mean, I'm a junior right now, so freshman year, I kind of grew closer to God going to CF, and I just started praying more and reading my Bible. And then sophomore year, I started helping out with the middle school group, and that really helped me grow in my faith because I had to do lessons with them. And then junior year, I'm still helping out with them, and I've grown so much since I was in, like, second grade. So that's my testimony.
Hi, everyone. My name is Emily, and I am a homeschooled senior in high school. And just to get right into it, I grew up in a really confusing household when it came to religion. And what I mean by that is my parents were of the mindset that we should experience and appreciate different religions. So from a very young age, I was involved in different like Native American religious things and different like Buddhist churches. And I just had friends that were not into like the best things, and I just didn't have a great group of people. And my family would go to church on like Christmas and Easter, but I didn't even know what Easter was or why I had to like wake up early on a Sunday and put on a nice dress and get out of bed. And I have a really distinct memory, actually, of sitting next to one of my friends in our kids' church and saying, like, why are we here? I don't understand. And she said, oh, we're here because Jesus died and he rose again for us. And I was like, who's Jesus? I really did not understand at all. And throughout all that, I was going to Christian co-ops, which is kind of like school one day a week for homeschoolers. And so that entire time, I always said that I was a Christian, but like I said, I didn't even know who Jesus was. So it was just kind of confusing my early childhood. And then when I was going into sixth grade, a week before I was supposed to start sixth grade, my father really unexpectedly passed away. And as you can imagine, like for an 11-year-old, that's something that's really hard to go through. My father was someone that was really important in my life. And that was just something really hard to go through. Now not only am I going into middle school, I had just switched dance studios, and so like I don't know anyone, and now there's all of this stuff going on. So that was a lot, and from that I had a lot of really bad like anxiety and just like trauma that came with that. But I really was very fearful, and I, for at least a year after he had passed, I just remember any time I had saw someone, whether I was like with my family or with my friends or leaving dance, like anything, I was just very convinced that that was the last time I was ever going to see that person. So like I said, there was just a lot of fear and brokenness going on in my life at that time, and still confusion. But I was really blessed my eighth grade year with Christian mentors. I had switched co-ops, and I was getting a new group of friends, and I had teachers who were really just showing me the love of Christ, and I started getting more curious about who God was, and I really wanted to know more for myself. And when I was going into that year, I had asked my mom to take me to Barnes & Noble's, and I didn't even tell her why I was going, but I had $20 of my birthday money, and I was going in to get a Bible, and it's this Bible here, and this truly changed my life. That was right before COVID had happened, and that was something really to be able to cling to and all of that. You know, there, on top of everything that was going on in my life, there's so much fear that's coming in from all around me. And to be able to really dive into the Word of God and, like, learn more about who he is. And I was learning how to pray and just, like, having people in my life that I could, like, come to and be able to talk to and just have this encouragement in my life was something that was truly incredible for me. And it took me a while to, like, give my life to Christ. There was a lot of things that I had to put off and things that I had to go through to be able to understand, like, oh, I really am a sinner, and I really need a Savior, and, like, I need to have his forgiveness. Like, I need this. This is something that I need. So that took me time to get there, but now I can say with full confidence, like, it's such a blessing to have Jesus in my life, and I actually just got baptized this past summer, too, and so it's just really, truly such a blessing. And he gave me so much rest and peace in knowing that I'm always in his hands. And looking back now, I can see his faithfulness so much throughout my life and his hands that were in things when I didn't even know him, that he was always faithful to me. And I would say one thing that truly changed in my life from coming to know him was grace. And what I mean by that is, in the Bible, when it talks about love as you've been loved and forgive as you've been forgiven, something that was amazing to me to know was that I've been given this grace by Jesus and that I have the gift of being able to share that with other people. And that was something that was just really beautiful to me. But yeah, so his faithfulness and his grace in my life has truly changed everything for me. And if I were to leave you with one thing with this, it would be this verse in Lamentations. And this is something when I was learning how to read the Bible that just really stuck out to me. And it's this Lamentations 3:23, and it says, "Great is his faithfulness, for his mercies begin afresh every morning." And I think that that's truly so beautiful, that no matter what you're going through and no matter what your burdens are and what you're struggling with in life, that the Lord is always with you and he's always faithful, and you always have that opportunity tomorrow that he'll always be with you again. So thank you so much for listening.
Good morning. So my name is James Odell. I have a dad who's a pastor in Bloomingdale, or in Goebbels actually. My mom's on the worship team, so I was really involved with the church as well. I was pretty confident I was saved at around 6, but I don't really remember it. It was really not my faith. It was more my parents. So went on through elementary school, just living like a normal kid would, just trying to get through life. Then, at the end of my fifth grade year, COVID hit. And that was kind of hard because I was just about to get into sixth grade with all of the youth groups and different things. I was going to be able to start doing like CF and another youth group I wanted to go to, but that got shut down. So finally in seventh grade, I was able to go to CF and different youth groups. And I remember not really wanting to go to CF for CF, but for, the conversations after CF, because Duke here would, always take me home after CF, and we would always have really good talks, on the ride home. I remember this one time where we were on the way home, and I was reading a book called Don't Let the Enemy Have a Seat at Your Table. And he read that book too. So it was a really good deal to talk with him about that, and be able to know and learn from someone who knows more than I do, and that was really helpful for me. So that year was really helpful to get back with Jesus. And in eighth grade, I rededicated to Jesus, and that was way better. I remember in eighth grade, I just felt like my life kept on getting busier and busier, and I was just trying to not be involved with the church and stuff. So I kept on adding more things to what I was doing, and I would like give up reading the Bible for a little bit, and that eventually would add on and add on. So finally, one day, in my room, I was just sitting there on my bed, and I picked up my Bible again, and I started reading, and that was just like another little revival that really helped me. I would have a lot of times where I just don't want to do it, because I feel like it's a chore, when really it's not. And we really need to get our minds straight of who we need to look for. And remember this year at CF camp, it was a big revival for all of us, because I used to hate worship. I could not stand singing. I would lip sing a ton. I was pretty good at it too. Finally, at CF camp, my girlfriend, she really encouraged me to start singing, and we had two of the girls, they did a talk on worship and how that we should really be involved with God. And then I finally started to actually worship, and that really, it was really good. Like, I did not expect it to be that good. I thought it was just singing, but that was very encouraging. I want to say this verse. It's Matthew 6:33, and it says, "Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and live righteously, and he will give you all that you need. And that's it. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Emma. I'm a junior in high school in Bloomingdale, where we're from. And so I guess I'll just jump right into my background. I grew up in a home.